are there on
if
the shelf.
Need,
yeah.
If you need headphones, and
if
you'll
you
have a dollar.
Food items as well. Cans of things, chocolate candies. And there's a sign in that store in Santa Rosa that says franchises available. So they're looking to expand.
Really?
That's right. And years from now, people will be saying, come back to the Everything for a Dollar store, Sandra Bernhardt, Sandra Bernhardt.
Now, haven't you got a list of Christmas suggestions here?
Well, this, yeah, the dollar store is a big one.
It's
okay,
the
you
big
can do
Christmas
a lot of shopping
suggestion.
There.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to get stupid, cheap things. There, as we just mentioned, there's stuff there that you can get that's actually useful and practical. And sink plunger candles, a grater, as I said, kitchen stuff.
A grater. I need one.
Now, earlier on the show, we had another sound, which nobody guessed. So I'll just do it again.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't own a bird, you don't have to. You can own a bird whistle. And it's a very sort of cheap plastic, whistle.
Whistle.
Mm-hmm.
Full of water.
Full of water, yeah. You fill it with water, and that's why...
Ours is blue.
Yeah, ours is blue.
How cheap is it?
It's 50 cents.
Two for a dollar, you mean.
Two for a buck, yeah.
Exactly.
But this wasn't at the dollar store that you bought this,
no,
was it?
No, I bought this at a store beside the dollar store.
On Santa Rosa.
On Santa Rosa. Yes, it's kind of a kitchen-y store.
Okay.
Odds and ends.
Okay.
Again, you can
get
candles, four for a buck, scrubbers, five for a buck. A lot of things for a buck.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think that's an excellent gift.
Mm-hmm.
Great way to hail down a cab.
That's right.
In the summertime.
You
would freeze.
Actually, the cab would probably stop if you heard that in the wintertime. It's more odd.
Now, I also thought, although this may be a bit cliche, but hardware stores also. Now, you know, not to be boring, but also there's the practical aspect of Christmas, too, where we do spend a lot of money, wasted money sometimes, buying tricks. I mean, how many times have you gotten gifts that are... What do you do with them?
Oh, yeah.
They're nice. And you do, and you want to hang on to them because somebody gave them to you, but...
Really?
But really. They're of no use. So, you know, hardware stores, especially for people who have just moved into a place or something, nails are always a good gift. Extension cords, Christmas lights.
Mm-hmm.
To
for those festive crucifixions, especially.
That's right. Nails and Christmas lights. Imagine the party you could have on Christmas Eve. Poor kid was just born.
Now, secondhand bookstores. There's another good place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Particularly the alternative bookstores.
Like?
Well, Androgyny.
Well, it's not secondhand so much,
no,
but it's still a good place.
Any bookstore that's alternative.
No, Androgyny would be a great place.
Yeah.
But for
support
cheap
your,
gifts.
Yeah.
For
that,
cheap
that's
gifts.
Sort of
yeah,
the,
that's true. Mind you, you can get, for $10, you can get great books. Like.
Not only that, but you can get other little things, little buttons, pins.
Right.
And they have that section on the bottom shelf of books that are marked down to like a buck or two.
Oh,
did you ever notice that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember walking in there with like $6, but $3.50 or something.
Well, even places like Priop, I mean, they have sometimes really cheap books, you know, like novels or whatnot. You just go in the sort of discard section of books that nobody ever wanted to buy, and you can find books that you in fact want to buy.
And there's Russell Books in Old Montreal.
Oh, that's a great story.
Yeah. There's always
yeah,
specials.
Yeah, it is good. I like that.
Special values. So, magazines, and... Well, this is kind of a specific gift, but for smokers. Now, if you know a smoker or if you are a smoker, then you know the price of tobacco these days. And if that's getting you down, then maybe it's time to roll your own. And they sell these nifty little machines at Jean Couture or Farm Reprise, and there's a bookstore in Saint-Laurent as well, Le Dernier Mot, that sells these little cigarette machines. And they're about $6. But once you get this investment, the only thing you have to keep buying then is the box of tubes. They're only $2. And a pouch of tobacco, and you can just whip up your own smokes.
Mm-hmm. And the machine's really fast. Like,
and they're
really
two, you can get,
easy
the
to
box
do.
Of tubes is, are 200.
Yes, 200 tubes.
200 tubes.
Yeah, my boyfriend used to do them, and it goes like really fast. You just go...
Yeah.
You can do like all 200 in half an hour.
Really?
Well, that might be pushing a bit, but...
he did. I sat there and watched him.
Somebody suggested that I put on my little list catnip. Now, I guess it's no secret that, you know, a lot of dykes have cats. It seems to be one of those things.
It's true.
And so at Christmas time.
I don't have a cat, but I used to. She's dead now.
Oh, no. You didn't buy her cat.
No, this is an...
You didn't
this
buy her
catnip?
And what happened?
No,
she's
I did,
of
but
a broken heart.
I grew up with this cat, so... She died when I was... Yes, she did. No.
If you want to give your kitty a buzz, like... What is catnip?
It's a phenomenon.
It's an herb, yeah.
It's an herb, yes. And it actually...
It gets them high, like really high. It's incredible.
They love it. They love
really
it.
Love it.
And where do you get this stuff? I'm any cat-sitting for the holidays, and I need some real bad. This cat hates me. Pet food stores, really?
Pet stores, yeah.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. A friend of mine has a cat. She gives catnip to the cat before traveling or traumatic experiences because the cat then gets quite tranquilized and rather spacy and just stares.
Does the cat eat it? Or how does it work?
They chew on the leaves. It's like chewing
you
tobacco.
You just leave it around the house in little piles?
Or you can get little mice that are stuffed with them. And
yeah. Oh, okay.
Right, and they
okay.
pat around and exactly. smell it and get intoxicated on the field.
But it's funny because they get really crazy for about 20 minutes or so, half an hour, and then they start to like space out
do you think,
and relax.
Do you think they could have a big crash?
They come off it.
They crash.
They have a crash. Yeah.
The catnip crash.
That would make a great film.
Well,
the catnip.
Moving
crash.
Along to.
Well, I mean, I think I mentioned catnip because a lot dykes have a lot of cats. It's yeah. They really do, and everybody tends to get something for their cat. So catnip and little toys and stuff like that. Now, what about fags? What kind of animals do fags have generally? Are cats
dogs.
Popular?
Well, I know a lot of fags with cats.
I know a lot of fags have cats, but a lot of them have dogs, too.
Mm. Yeah, because
John's friend has two lesbian dogs, actually.
Really?
Dyke Dachshunds.
They're wonderful, though. They're this couple. They're so happy together.
Wow.
They're this couple.
And dogs come in handy for walking through parks late at night. So
yeah.
A lot of fags have that.
It's a good ploy.
Yeah.
But no, I think it's more, yeah, like small dogs, you know, kind of small, fluffy.
Something you can walk with attitude.
Exactly. You know, you wouldn't go in for like a large, you know, Labrador or something like
too
that.
Too much space.
Rottweiler.
Yes. Not very convenient.
There was a study done in New Zealand, Land of Sheep.
Was that your grade 3 like project in geography? New Zealand, Land of Sheep.
I thought Australia was the land of sheep.
Well, yes, there's a lot of sheep in Australia. There's a lot of sheep in New Zealand, though. There's it's something like 70 million sheep and 3.2 million people. So they're
really?
Vastly outnumbered.
Wow.
And apparently...
Unionize those sheep.
So
somebody did somebody was researching, and I don't know why, it was just a little blurb, but something about lesbian sex among sheep. And apparently the researcher said that they really can't tell because female sheep are very docile when it comes to mating. It's the ram that gets all excited and jumpy and kind of mounts the female sheep. So she said that...
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Come on, a little more wine.
So.
That it, she said it's difficult to... they can't really tell if there are, in fact, lesbian sheep because female sheep don't approach each other sexually.
A lot of my lesbian friends said there's a similar problem.
I don't know.
It's a mystery. I mean,
I
it could happen at,
it, yeah.
late at night when nobody's watching.
And since we're talking about sheep, so we're going to go now to reindeer. And this is from Venus Envy, and it's called Rhonda the Lesbo Reindeer.
So what are we
we're
doing
sharing,
next?
Aren't we?
Is there more wine?
I'll just pour a little.
Is there any more wine?
I have been home riding your old lady, Mrs. C.
Then all the reindeer loved her as they shouted out with glee.
Take a number, no problem.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, thank you, little girl. Merry Christmas. Thank you, sir. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you, ma'am.
We're back.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Well, all right, what are we going to talk about now? Well, we think we're going to move back onto the food theme. I'm afraid that was a tad disorganized before, but Karina absolutely refused to divulge her food item from Japan earlier. She wanted to save it for now. So, Karina.
Right. Well, actually, there's more information here than just food, you see. In Japan, okay, they are celebrating Christmas on a very different level than we do here in the West. And I have all the information right here before me. So I'm going to read it to you. And if you have any questions, well, just think about them. Okay, now, I know it might come off as hetero-dribble in the beginning, but it's okay because it really talks about Christmas and a different way of celebrating it. Many young Japanese men and women will spend Christmas Eve eating fast food fried chicken, and if they are lucky, locked in a passionate embrace at one of Tokyo's finer hotels. Japanese boys and girls will also eat fried chicken, if they are lucky, and receive presents. Now, Christmas in this Shinto nation is, well, you see, has nothing to do with celebrating the birth of Jesus or singing Silent Night or feasting on turkey and plum pudding. This holiday is an opportunity to indulge in a Western rite, but in a distinctly Japanese way. And what's that? Well, let's go on. In recent years, Christmas flourishes and activities have been introduced so successfully that the holiday has become a big deal. Singles, for example, have bought into the concept that Christmas is for lovers, a notion introduced a few years back by a Japanese pop star. Imagine that. So Christmas is for lovers. Now, trendy magazines go so far as to talk about this, and they took up the idea and now have detailed instructions on how to spend December 24th, okay? And that's the night. And here are some of the tips, okay?
Oh, tips.
Yeah, these are tips. And this is found in a publication for fashion-conscious young men, all right? So some suggestions from...
Yeah, really.
That's what it says. Some suggestive suggestions from magazines. A five-course dinner at a fancy French restaurant. A helicopter ride around Tokyo Bay.
Ooh.
And a night in a first-class hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, the problem with this is that it could be a little costly. You see, the hotel that they're talking about is this really glitzy hotel. It's called the Daiichi Hotel in Tokyo Bay, near an amusement park, which all 427 rooms, okay, have been reserved for Christmas Eve since the beginning of last January.
Okay,
yeah, this place, 427 rooms booked last January. Now, the cheapest twin room, okay, you want to hear?
Costs
$270
a night.
For one night. God. Yeah, twin room, cheapest. Now, some love-struck men take temporary night jobs to earn enough cash, right? And others who have the money and their female counterparts pray to get a load of this. To Uncle Chimney.
Uncle Chimney?
You know who Uncle Chimney is? Santa Claus.
Uncle Chimney?
Yeah, they pray to Uncle Chimney for courage to confess their love.
Has he become like some kind of Shinto deity?
This is all brought on by a Western, by the Western.
This is all just like influence. Imported sort
absolutely,
of
absolutely.
Designed.
Rehashed.
Now, there are
That's
some...
That's interesting.
There are some alternatives for the brave who decide, not to go out. And those are the people who are single, okay? Dateless men and women can attend single bells parties at Tokyo discos. Isn't that great? Others can reserve seats for performances of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, considered very Western and very Christmassy. Okay.
The Ninth Symphony is Christmas.
Yeah, well, there you have it. For the younger set. Now, the younger set is a day to receive a present. At New Year's, relatives traditionally give children cash. Okay. And we're talking a lot of cash. They get a lot of money, these kids. Despite a recent slowdown in the general buying binge, Nikki Gifts, a monthly magazine, expects sales of Christmas gifts and ornaments to grow about 20% from last year's $5.23 billion. Now, one hot item is a $280 sweater emblazoned with a picture of Captain Santa.
Uncle Jimmy and Captain Santa.
Clad in shorts and boat shoes.
Yeah. I think we should really redesign Christmas now, along
listen,
Japanese lines.
Wait, now, here's the, great. Here is the best part. Now, this gets even better, okay? Youngsters, okay, may get treated to a Western meal, too, if their parents line up early enough for guests.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Right! How did you know?
Because of the fried chicken at the beginning.
Yeah, you're so right.
Big
yeah.
treat.
Kentucky Fried Chicken, and it's for $29, okay, you can get a Christmas barrel. And that includes 10 pieces of chicken, 5 containers of ice cream, plus salad, okay? Now, it says here, there's a quote.
No fries?
No fries. But there is a quote here. We're trying to inform customers that if they make reservations, they can secure their chicken.
You have to make reservations. Okay,
and yeah, see. Listen to this. And not have to line up for 2 hours, okay? Now, this is at any Kentucky Fried Chicken outlet in northern Tokyo. Or in Tokyo, or any major metropolis in Tokyo, right? So, it goes on to say that the problem is with chicken and why they've adopted this concept of chicken is well, it's the closest thing to turkey, right? They don't eat turkey, so that's why you have chicken. Now, let's talk about the... So that's another Christmas dish for the Japanese. And
Kentucky
as you were talking
chicken.
About...
Kentucky
yeah, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Traditional
chicken very
Japanese
traditional.
Christmas.
Now, right.
Yeah.
And as I mentioned before, the other food tradition is French-style strawberry shortcake with a plastic fir tree stuck on top. I did not mention that before, but I am mentioning it now.
Plastic fir tree.
Okay, I told you there was something... inclusive and all that. It was introduced 70 years ago by Fijuya Company, a big Japanese confectionery concern, as a kind of a variant of plum pudding. Okay, so
strawberry shortcake as a variant of
plum pudding. Guilt-ridden father. Now this is the tricky part. Guilt-ridden fathers would often take this treat home to children after staying late drinking in hostess bars. Cake shop staffers, shivering in the cold night air, use megaphones to hawk the cakes to drunken businessmen.
God.
Yeah, and now they're just coming out with the Christmas tree. Okay, so the whole concept of the trees. And Christmas basically started off after the occupation, and after 1930s. They don't know when exactly, but that was the original root of it. And this year, however, they said they are introducing the Christmas tree, okay? And it says the Western U.S. Agricultural Trade Association recently unloaded 700 pine trees shipped from Montana and Oregon, with an optional package of tinsel and ornaments included. The fresh trees first had to get through customs. Officers were initially reluctant to let in the trees, which require extensive fumigation. The association insisted the trees are a kind of harmless, freshly cut flower priced at $155 a blossom. There you have it.
Well, Christmas in Japan.
Christmas in Japan, a shopping bonanza.
We are going to listen to something called Silent Dyke.
To mothers and child. Dykes. Holy, holiest of Dykes.
Yes, all around us is queer. All around us is right. Round yon lesbian, there are two mothers and one child. It's a girl. Holy, holy infant, so very tender and so very wild, mild. Sleep, yea, sleep on futons in peace. Now, would that be the 6-inch or the 8-inch, all Dacron or all cotton? Never mind. Sleep on futons in peace.
Frederick the Great was born in 1712, the Crown Prince of Prussia. He was an intelligent boy, and one of his tutors encouraged him to develop his intellect and his artistic talents. Frederick's father, King Frederick William I, detested his son's interest in what was considered the female occupations of books and the arts. And because Prince Frederick found military and hunting interests rather boring, his father got the impression that Frederick would be an unfit statesperson. The prince was regularly beaten, verbally harassed, and intimidated by his father, who sought to gain access to the secrets of his son's mind. In 1730, when Prince Frederick was 18, he and his lover, Lieutenant Hans von Katt, tried to escape to England. They were caught, and both were court-martialed for desertion. Against recommendations that the youths be spared, the king decided to teach his son a lesson about what he called unmanly, lascivious occupations. Von Katt, the former royal bodyguard, was awoken early one morning and taken to be executed. The prince, forced to watch, blew his lover a kiss and asked his forgiveness, for Frederick realized that Von Katt's death was because of their intimate relationship. The king tried hard to get Frederick to renounce his right to the throne, even trying to strangle him on one occasion, but Frederick stood firm. Eventually, the king simply put his son under severe surveillance and trained him for his future duties as king. At the age of 21, a political marriage was arranged to Princess Elizabeth Christine of Brunswick. The prince was unhappy about this, but went through with the formalities. However, Frederick gave Elizabeth her own palace, and they only spent a few weeks together each year at Christmas. Not surprisingly, they never had children. Frederick became King of Prussia at the age of 28 and changed the way that many things had been done. He developed a brilliant military strategy called the Lightning Strike. He reformed the judicial system and abolished torture. He opened the economic barriers to encourage capital investment and worked to improve agricultural methods in Prussia. He also set up the Sans Souci Palace outside of Berlin, where he could spend time with his male friends. They would discuss royal and military business in the morning and intellectual and diversionary topics in the evening. Frederick's rigorous schedule continued all his life, especially as his friends died or were killed in war. Still, near the end of his life, badly afflicted with gout, asthma, dropsy, and abscesses, he was said to have still soft, beautiful eyes, which gave him the capacity to charm. Frederick died in 1786 at the age of 74.
Coming up. Were we? As I said, it was now 11 minutes before 8. And there's all kinds of things to do over the next little while, of course, because it is the festive season, and we should stop cackling right now. next Monday at 5 o'clock at L'Androgyne, novelist David Feinberg will be in town signing books and talking and doing that kind
Where?
Of stuff. At L'Androgyne on Saint Laurent Boulevard. Of course, the big event well, one of several big events, but one that I'm sure you won't want to miss, of course, is Disco Maximus, Nicholas Jenkins and Sterile Cowboy's latest extravaganza, promising to feature things along the lines of peep shows, pinheads, high-wired acts,
tattooed
women.
Ooh.
Contortionists.
It's a circus, a disco circus.
It's totally a disco circus.
Sounds really interesting.
And there's all kinds of fab-boo people invited, like the House of Roti and Fuckhead and Candy Skin Inc. and all those people you've seen at other productions of Sterile Cowboys. And that is on the 29th of December.
It's a Sunday.
That's a Sunday, and it's at Joy, the new bar in Montcalm. Which
1400
apparently,
Montcalm,
yeah,
isn't it?
Right 1400
Montcalm.
Where just roughly where Jungle is. Well, right. Exactly where Jungle was.
Yeah.
if you don't have anything to do on Christmas Eve, they're also having a big party Christmas
yeah.
Eve on the 24th
yeah.
with lots of go-go dancers and various entertaining people, so...
And I have it from very reliable club socialites that the opening party was fabulous.
It's only $3.99.
It is.
Which I think is an interesting thing to
finally,
note.
An affordable party.
Party.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, they've got 10 to 3 and then Inferno at 12:30, so I think that the Disco Circus is starting at 12:30, and the evening begins at 10.
On the 29th.
On the 29th, Sunday. Disco Circus. I don't know. I don't think we've ever seen anything quite like this in Montreal, so it might be really interesting. Are you? Is that it for the announcements for you? Or, well, while you're thinking... Lou Bar and Taverne du Village. Now, Taverne du Village is on the street level. Lou Bar is the two levels above it. And that's right across from the Gay and Lesbian Community Center. St. Catherine and the corner of...
Well, it's close to Metro. It's just down from Metro.
A couple of blocks from
Baudry, yes.
Yeah.
Penny. It's the corner of Penny.
Yeah.
Thank you, Puello. And any case, the Lou Bar and Taverne du Village are planning a carnival in February. So we'll keep you posted on that. And right now, the outdoor terrace section of Taverne du Village is an outdoor skating rink.
Ooh.
I noticed they torn it all up. Is the skating rink?
Yeah.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
How romantic.
Mm-hmm.
For winter.
So they probably have lights, colored lights and things set up. So
does that mean you can skate around and drink beer at the same time?
Indeed.
Probably.
Not if you have your hands in a
that's
smart
frightening,
white
though.
Fur muff.
That's true. Well, you can skate over to the bar and have a quick one and then skate
then
back
whip around
out.
Some
that's
more.
Right.
That's about it for announcements, unless you've thought of something.
No, I think that covers it. Although there are other warehouse parties on the weekend.
Oh, this weekend?
On the weekend of New Year's Eve.
Uh-huh.
The Shed Cafe is presenting one out at the studio Panavision, and they're going to have, like, yellow limousines to whisk you from the doors of Shed Cafe to the party all night.
How much will that cost?
Yeah.
It's quite expensive.
Yeah,
it's $25 for the party.
Mm.
But they have some kind of, like...
$30.
Oh, I'm sorry, I got an invitation in the mail that said it was only $25.
Oh.
Well,
never mind. Well, no, I think like you little songbirds are about to
well,
regale us.
Yes, shall we?
We've been practicing this.
We should.
We wrote it ourselves.
We wrote
actually.
It ourselves. It's
Deb wrote most of it actually.
Well, with help from others though, and also all of us sort of put it together just before the show. We're a bit nervous about it all, but we thought that it just. In the Christmas spirit, that we really should do this.
It's our special gift to you for Christmas.
<That's>
our wonderful listening audience, and we put up with these 2 hours of kind of babbling, drunken people. But we had fun. We hope you did too. We think
it's a Christmas show, and while it's
right.
true, sometimes four or five or six people in the studio can be kind of confusing. But
and
we
hot.
Just thought it was it was perhaps a festive thing to do. So hopefully, it was enjoyed by all. And what we have for you now. is what we call, the 12
days
of Christmas, a new rendition.
Yay!
Brand new. This is the first time it's ever been heard. Probably the last
Merry
time.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, John is going to give us a note.
This is all very professional.
First day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a very comfy pair of black boots.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
two Chinese healing balls and a very comfy pair of black boots.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three Barbie dolls,
two Chinese healing balls, and a very comfy pair
of black boots. Come on, you people. Fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
four Barbie boots.
Three Barbie dolls,
two Chinese healing balls, and a very comfy pair of black boots.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
five nipple rings.
Four brilliant books, three Barbie dolls,
two Chinese healing balls,
and a very comfy pair of plop boots.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
six chocolate treats,
five nipple rings,
four brilliant books,
three Barbie dolls,
two Chinese healing balls,
and a very comfy pair of black boots.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
seven brand new toys,
six chocolate treats, four brilliant books,
three Barbie dolls,
two Chinese alien balls,
and a very comfy pair of black boots.
On this eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
eight floppy disks,
seven brand new toys,
six chocolate treats,
five nipple rings,
four brilliant books,
three Barbie dolls,
two Chinese healing balls,
and a very comfy pair of black boots.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me nine sparkling dildos,
eight floppy disks,
seven brand new toys,
six chocolate treats,
five nipple rings,
four brilliant books,
three Barbie dolls,
two Chinese healing balls,
and a very comfy pair of black boots.
On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
10 latex barriers,
9 sparkling dildos,
8 floppy disks,
7 brand new toys,
6 chocolate treats,
5 nipple rings,
4 brilliant books,
3 Barbie dolls,
2 Chinese healing balls,
and a very comfy pair of black boots.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 lords a-leaping,
10 latex barriers,
9 sparkling dildos,
8 floppy disks,
7 brand new toys,
6 chocolate treats,
5 nipple rings,
4 brilliant books,
3 Barbie dolls,
2 Chinese healing balls,
and a very comfy pair of black boots.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
12 go-go dancers,
11 lords a-leaping, 10 latex barriers,
9 sparkling dildos,
8 floppy disks, 7 brand new toys, 6 chocolate treats, 5 nipple rings, 4 brilliant books, 3 Barbie dolls, 2 Chinese healing balls, and a very comfy pair of black boots. Happy New Year.
Good night.
It's later than
I'll
we
be
think.
Homo before Christmas is the last tune. Venus Envy. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Drive carefully.
I'm dreaming tonight of the girls I love even more than I usually do. And although it's been said I may never be wed, I promise you I'll be a homo for Christmas. You can count on me. We'll stand below the mistletoe.
Sing out, girls. Yes, I'll be a homo for Christmas and Easter and Labor Day. You can really count on me. Not homo sapien, not homo erectus, but homosexual. We'll stand below the mistletoe and share an anatomy. Christmas Eve will find us where it's warm and gay.
The truth about AIDS, the plague of the...